Hello, Expression Radio. It's great to be in the studio. And today I'm in here not only with Sam, I am the producer man, but I have Christina Kincaid in here, and in the background is Chloe. Chloe's our silent partner today.
Yes, yes.
But she's present, so That's awesome. Christina, how are you?
Good, doing good. Glad to be here.
Good, it's good to have you. Mm-hmm. We've done a few sessions together in the studio. I have also recorded, I know of, I think, one other session on thoughts. We're going to talk about some thoughts today, and emotions will probably bleed into that because really what comes first, you know, the feeling or the thought? That is the question. Thoughts are mental cognitions, okay? They're our ideas, opinions, beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about the world around us. They include the perspectives we bring to any situation, right? So we are thinking. God created us to be thinking human beings, although sometimes we act like we're not. something I want to put out here, too, and we'll just dive in and talk about this. We can control which thoughts we choose to believe. Just like I feel like we can control our emotions as well. A lot of people, especially in Christian circles, will say, don't be led by your emotions. And I'm down with that. I think that our emotions, Angie said one time that they're like a gauge, you know, on a car. A car comes up with, you know, check your engine oil, change your engine oil, low antifreeze. Those are gauges, and so are our feelings. Well, if we ignored the car may blow up at some point. Same thing if we ignore, if we're exhausted or tired or feeling burnt out, and we ignore that and keep going and keep going and keep going, we're going to suffer the consequences at some point, right? So we need to pay attention to our feelings as a gauge. I'm angry, I'm sad, all of those things. However, I do believe we can dictate to our emotions and to our thoughts. If you want to live a healthy life or a dysfunctional life, or come from a hurt perspective and be a victim all your life, you surely can choose to do those things. You know, where are they going to get you, though?
Right.
So let's talk. What do you think about thoughts? The subject of thoughts.
Thoughts. I love thoughts because I am a thinker.
more than a feeler sometimes.
Yes. I think, but it changes as you get older. I love what you said, you know, which comes first. It's kind of like that whole chicken and egg thingy. But sometimes if we're not thinking about what we're thinking about, basically, you know, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? All of those things. It's not necessarily wrong, but just because I feel a certain way or I think a certain way doesn't mean I need to behave a certain way.
Yes.
You know, we get to decide.
Yes.
You know, we can manage that. We can, we don't just have to let things float around in there, but we do have to kind of be proactive and we have to sit down and we have to be like, oh, you know, I had a really crummy thought and I just let it float around in my head all day long, and then they just build up instead of, what is it the Bible says about capturing our thoughts? You know?
Yes, and cast them down, which would mean to get rid of them.
Right.
It also refers to guarding our heart, and I believe that has a lot to do with our thought process, our feelings, our central command system within our body. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So, yeah, we can have thoughts that aren't, you know, oh, I could just throat punch somebody. I tease people and say that, and I am joking because I would never throat punch somebody.
Right.
But you get so angry at times.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I could just throat punch that person. Well, I would never follow through. But to say the thought has never occurred to me would be a lie.
Exactly.
So that is a classic example of you can think certain thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just throw out a lot of scripture today too. That has a lot to do, this scenario or example we're talking about has a lot to do with the scripture that says be angry and sin not. Chloe, we have somebody in the background that's drinking a big gulp. If you hear her, it's her. Which is okay, we're just letting her know that we can't hear her. Be angry and sin not.
Mm-hmm.
We can be angry. We can have that angry thought that, oh, I'd love to throat punch someone.
Mm-hmm.
But the sinning would be to act on it and actually go up and throat punch someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're allowed to think things, but like you said, we don't always follow through on those thoughts. And just like you said too, we could just go forever on that. If you have that thought and you allow it to stay and fester and grow, shoot, you might,
you will
come close to actually following through on it.
Yeah.
But if you think it and recognize it's there and recognize, wow, I'm really angry, I need to calm myself down, or I need to go run, or I need to go hit a punching bag to get some of this anger out. There's many ways that we can get anger out. This helps us, though, with emotional IQ and how to take our thoughts and make them work for us constructively.
Yeah. I think, too, as you were thinking, I was thinking of the scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. So, again, knowing the voice of God versus our voice and the voice of the enemy. Because even though, you know, I think we've talked about not giving the enemy a lot of credit, however, we do have to know that we do have an enemy. And he knows our weaknesses. So it's important for us to know our weaknesses as well and let God, you know, and I think let God change the way that we think so that our thoughts then matches with his thoughts. And the more that you walk with God, the more that, you know, I think that you're going to be able to hear his voice and know the difference between his voice, your voice, and the enemy's voice, and be able to capture those thoughts, obviously with God's help. Because on our own, we will probably throat punch people.
Right. But when he is in us, we are going to take that thought and do something different with it. Because after you, if you did walk up to someone and throw a punch, afterwards there's going to be ramifications. You're going to get hit back. You're going to get shot. This day and age, it is hard to tell.
Going to go to jail. You're going to, who knows?
Right.
Yeah. There's consequences
to our thoughts.
To our thoughts, our actions, our behaviors, our emotions, living from our emotions. You know, I love to, when you were talking about, you know, how Angie was talking about it, it's a gauge for where we are, because it's so true. We if we ignore it, and or if we're always, you know, throwing out those Christian cliches of too blessed to be stressed, which, you know, yeah, that's great. We need to be positive, but we also have to be real.
Right.
You know, we're real people, and that's why we need a Savior. You know, I can't be nice all the time, even though niceness may be something that God built me with as more of a personality quality, but to do it 24/7 or to do it whenever someone is rude to me or rude to my kids, then I really do need, I need God for that. We're all sinners, no matter whether we do things perfectly or not, according to the rules or the laws or whatever. We all need Jesus in order to do those things. So it's good for, I think, everybody to just be real with how you're feeling, But that doesn't mean, again, that doesn't mean you have to act like a spoiled brat or,
right.
you know.
Right. Yeah, with couples or friendships, even, especially couples, the work that we do, the sacred work that we do with couples, anger, hurt, comes up in our relationships at some point or another, and we can act out of that.
Yes.
A lot of times, you know, we can get into the fight or flight, and this can take a whole different turn in the conversation. But when we are hurt, a lot of times we get into our limbic system. And in that system, in our brain, the amygdala, are the fight and flight, two of at least the four that I'm aware
fight,
of now.
Flight, freeze, fawn.
Fawn, right.
Yeah.
So if you're hurt and you want to argue, there's a right way to convey your hurt feelings. Even pulling away and withdrawing emotionally and physically, there's a right way to do that. You take someone who, if the spouse gets mad and she gets verbally explosive, and say the husband, the other spouse, whichever one it is, withdraws because they don't like conflict, they don't want to engage, but they just leave. That could be even a trigger for someone of why aren't you staying here to duke this out with me, right? However, when we're able to say, look, I'm really upset, and I need to just go outside for 10 or 15 minutes and calm down. That's the proper way to withdraw. You know, and instead of being so explosive as far as verbally attacking, being able to calm that limbic system down, which takes training, it takes time to calm down, because when you're in that, your thoughts aren't rational. You can't think rationally. Your blood vessels in your brain are constricted. Blood's not flowing. Oxygen's not flowing. You are just in it to win it at that point. And it's good to be able to slow down. Even getting excited about something in a good way. It's wonderful, right? However, it can make, it can get your nervous system activated. So at any rate, our thoughts and our feelings can be good. They can be bad. They can lead us to do great things. They can lead us to do poor things or bad things if we don't have the maturity to realize that we are in control of our thoughts and our emotions. A lot of people, I deal with some anxiety clients as well as you do, I'm sure, and a lot of times people will get these anxious thoughts and keep them. And let them loop over and over and over again. Well, you don't have to. We can stop that loop. And the more you practice that, the more it becomes second nature.
That's what I was kind of alluding to, you know, in what we were talking about earlier, is just letting those things kind of roll around in your head, you know. I think the that's the only way I've got out of some of my own anxiety, is just realizing, hey, something hurt me earlier in the day, and well, that means I'm a loser because I made a mistake, or I accidentally done something wrong. So then I'll hold on to that, and I realize it's actually the enemy talking to me and trying to confirm to me who I already thought that I was.
Or it could be an upbringing. When you make a mistake, you think you're a failure.
Trauma, all that good stuff that kind of helps, you know, create who we are. And if we're, again, if we're not proactive and we don't ask God into that part of our lives, then he can't do what he can do, what only he can do, you know. And it's that we want it to all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm great, or I walk into the therapist's office and after the first session I feel 100% better. It's not realistic. Same thing with God. Like, he does do some of the miracle, you know, all of a sudden things, but I really find it's more of a process and a progression, mm-hmm. and it's getting in there, just like when you're talking about walking with couples and things like that. It's just like really getting in there and just being willing to listen to the hard stuff and the arguments and all of those things and the hurt. I think that's basically what it is, you mm-hmm. know, going back to the hurting people hurt people.
Mm, they do.
And realizing that even in, especially in marriages, like it's not our responsibility for our spouse's happiness. Like our responsibility is our reactions, mm-hmm. and how come what they're saying, why is that hurting me so bad? Mm-hmm. What about that? Do I think that my husband is my enemy? Is he out to get me? Does he really think I'm, you
know? Perception.
Yeah. Yes. What's their perception of me? What's my perception of him?
Right, right.
You know? And why is it that I say the things that I say? If I'm more, again, and Joyce Meyer says this all the time, are you know, that she always prayed for God to change Dave or mm-hmm. whatever, instead of God change me, mm-hmm. change me. Because, you know, even though we can pray for other people, that's really good, but let's look at our own selves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that, again, scripture, don't look at someone else's, what's that in their eye? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Piece of wood, basically,
yeah, piece of wood in the eye or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, look at your own self before you start pointing the finger. I always tell my kids, when you're pointing a finger at somebody, there's four pointing mm-hmm. back at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at your own self before you start looking at other people.
It's hard to do, though, isn't it? Because we're yeah. constantly scanning mm-hmm. mentally and emotionally for safety. If you weren't brought up in safety, we're constantly mm-hmm. we're hyper not aroused but hyper aware. Anxious and yeah. hyper aware,
yes,
and looking for that safety in someone else versus providing it mm-hmm. for ourselves and leaning into the God that is within us,
yes,
to know that we are safe in him,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
But we don't always realize that and walk in that. And mm-hmm. you know, we're, our beliefs, our thoughts, our perceptions can be the foundation of who we are, mm-hmm. and they're formed and structured a lot of times from our family of origin,
mm-hmm.
from the environment that we grow up in,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't have a good foundation, you've got all that much more to work through,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times if we don't feel safe, we try to control
mm-hmm.
others,
yeah,
and we can't do that, and mm-hmm. therein incites so much more anxiety and a
yep.
fear-based mm-hmm. thought process.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of factors
mm-hmm.
that influence our thoughts
mm-hmm.
and our emotions, but I want this to go out basically to allow people to realize that there are choices,
mm-hmm.
and regardless of the upbringing,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whether you feel safe
mm-hmm.
or not, there are ways to overcome bad thoughts or dysfunctional thoughts or unhealthy mm-hmm. thoughts. It's awareness first that, this may not be the right way to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you grow up in that environment where you're thinking in a destructive way, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else sometimes has to point out to you, hey,
right.
there's
yeah.
a better way.
Yeah, you know? We have to be willing to take that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like the word criticism,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to use feedback. Sounds better.
Whatever works for
yeah.
you, right?
Feels better, mm-hmm. right? You know? But yeah, we have to be willing to let someone inside of our lives and to kind of point that out to us and not get, you know, and realize that person's trying to help us. You
it's
know?
Hard, though.
When it is hard.
If you especially grew up with
yes.
people who were unsafe, you have
for
a tendency
sure.
to look through that lens and think that everybody is
yes.
unsafe.
Yes.
So trusting people can be
difficult.
Very difficult.
It is, yeah. For sure.
However, there are just, and everybody that listens probably knows a lot of this,
mm-hmm.
I want to reach those, though, that listen that may not be aware of this and help people to see that there are definitely choices. And you can seek these out. We have so much information at our fingertips that if you don't have safe people in your life and you want to change and have a more peaceful inner world, you know, that intrapersonal world is the world within us, and the interpersonal world is the world between us and others. And the intrapersonal world can be changed by researching this stuff out, either Google, Bible, whatever you want. We have thousands of choices, too many choices, really, at our fingertips.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think just starting with the simple thing of, Lord, lead me. You know, I know that this is an issue. I feel, and lead me in the direction. Lead me to the people. Lead me to the sides. You know, show me what way to go. And then
Let him do his thing.
Let him do his thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because he can put things and people in our path.
Yes,
that we couldn't.
Oh yeah,
if we tried. That's always interesting to me. Is asking him to help and then sitting back and watching what he does.
Yeah, yeah. It'll sometimes too get you out of your comfort zone, because you know you'll want it to come from a specific person or whatever, because it feels good, it feels comfortable, right? But he doesn't always do things that makes us feel comfortable, because it's in the uncomfortable where we grow. You know, it's in those losses, it's in those mistakes where we grow and where we learn. I think
it is. Unfortunately.
Yeah. It's not fun to the flesh, but, you know, anytime you think back to, I don't know about you, but anything, any of your mistakes or anything, I don't think I would take anything back that I've ever done in my life because it's made me who I am. And I've realized that God has never left me alone, even in when I was extremely dysfunctional. Not that I'm not now, but I'm just a little more healthy than what I was then. So that's really cool to see my own growth. You know,
absolutely. Gosh, yes. Being where I was 20 years ago, even versus where you are now. Hopefully, you can grab a hold of something like this, though, and grow properly, whatever that looks like. Properly meaning healthy, to where you have respect for yourself, you have respect for others, and you strive to live in a world that is less chaotic, dysfunctional, more peaceful. That's the healthy I'm talking about.
Love God, love people. Like, just because the world, and it is, the world is crazy out there, and I don't know about you, but I talk to so many people who are so worried about the state of our world now. But guess what? God is still in control.
We still win
at the end. We know the end of the story. So I think we just get so afraid of what we might have to go through and how hard that that'll be.
And that's another thing too, Christina. I think taming our thoughts and our perceptions, because we can allow the news to influence us. I mean, granted, it's good to know there's a balance there. It is good to know what is going on in the world, but I think when you're so absorbed in it that you can't see out of that box, then you're allowing it to affect and infect your thought process. And a lot of times it's good, for me anyway, to pull away from that and know that, because sometimes the news and the chaos that we can see with our own eyes can influence our thoughts and our beliefs. And it can drown out the God that we know. And we think, oh my gosh, Pastor Kevin is huge right now on, you know, if our area, our poor area, sometimes just looks so pitiful and so hopeless. And he's basically saying, you know, if that's the case, do something about it.
Exactly.
We have a responsibility to change it, not just accept that it is. And not do anything about it. So I love that you said love God and love people, because that truly, I think, is where, that's the antidote.
Oh, yeah.
To what is going on within us and yes. within the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we love God, you know, and we want to serve Him and we want to do, we love Him because He first loved mm-hmm. us. And so because out of that love, I want to allow Him into everything into my life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, and so if I do that, then He'll help me to love people well. Mm-hmm, He'll mm-hmm. help me to love myself well, because mm-hmm. if I don't love myself, mm-hmm. I can't love anyone else.
Well, you just tapped on something huge there that we could go a whole nother 30-minute show on, right?
I know, yes.
How do we love ourselves
yes.
healthily?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
And He has to show us that, mm-hmm. because otherwise yeah. it can be narcissistic.
Very, yes.
And yeah. self-centered to the mm-hmm. point where you can't see others
yep.
at all, and that's not mm-hmm. what He's about either.
No, no, yeah.
And for that sure. too, if you don't have a good, safe upbringing, mm-hmm. sometimes being able to look at yourself and love all parts of yourself, mm-hmm. you know, again, Angie yeah. talks about the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
We love them all, change what we can.
Yes.
And accept what we can't change.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's, I always tell people, you know, I'm short, five, one and a half. Uh-huh. I will never be able to get any taller, mm-hmm. like, other than changing my shoes. Like, I just have to be okay with that.
That's
I'm
right.
short. Mm-hmm. You know, can I change? I can change other things, mm-hmm. you know, about myself, that maybe my looks or whatever. But learning to make peace with that
yes.
and that I need to be happy mm-hmm. with, you know, and healthy, mm-hmm. not just physically, or but also emotionally and all of those things,
yeah.
and for it to be in a balanced way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said a mouthful there.
I know, right?
One of my clients had been through so much complex trauma in her world that it was just incredible to think that she could be a whole human being, mm-hmm. whole, sitting mm-hmm. in front of me. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I've made peace with the things that have happened to me. Mm-hmm. I've accepted them. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking some serious things.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much respect for her in that moment
mm-hmm.
to say that I've made peace with them. I can't change them. I can't go
right.
back and change them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can either accept it and make peace with it, mm-hmm. or I can be a victim by it. And
that's
she
right.
said, I refuse to be a victim
yeah.
by her circumstances that were
yeah.
out of her control.
Yeah.
That's another thing you can do
yes.
to have a healthy thought life and a healthy mm-hmm. perception mm-hmm. is to lean into what made us who we are.
Yes.
You know,
mm.
and then begin to think and believe that in spite of it all,
mm-hmm.
we are good. And I think about her resilience.
Mm-hmm.
What a strong, mm-hmm. resilient individual
yeah.
to be able to overcome life
mm-hmm.
and make peace with it,
mm-hmm.
make peace with the awful.
Yeah.
It's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we have choice.
Yeah, we do.
And we want to align our thoughts and our emotions with the fact that we have a lot of choices and we can live healthier and happier if we choose to do so, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for joining me
yeah,
today.
I love it. I love coming.
I hope the audience enjoys what we had to say.
Yeah.
There are so many ways to take emotions and thoughts and EQ, you know, our emotional IQ mm-hmm. and everything. I think it's just mm-hmm. good to delve in and scratch a little corner of it by discussing it. So
yeah.
I appreciate you joining
yeah,
me today.
I love it.
Everyone have a blessed day and a blessed week, and we'll see you on the next episode.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.